Welcome to the Accelerated Real Estate Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you're looking to retire early with forever passive income, you're in the right place. This podcast is the go-to destination for real estate investors, both active and passive, and multifamily apartment investors, new, intermediate, and advanced. Now, sit back, listen, learn, and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Real Estate Investor Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to Accelerated Real Estate Investor with Josh Cantwell. I'm excited to bring you a quick case study, of a property that we just sold and closed and made a nice profit on. I want to walk you through a multifamily deal. Now, this is a property, you can look it up if you want on the internet. It's 1924 Rowley Avenue, spelled R-O-W-L-E-Y, Rowley Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. This was a two-family, a duplex that got brought to us by a wholesaler. And, you know, last year during the middle of COVID, we stopped lending. We stopped lending and being a private lender. We started doing more and more and more of our own investments and multifamily investments instead of lending to other people. We've done hundreds of flips, hundreds of wholesale deals, and hundreds of private lender loans. We really kind of pulled the plug on being a private lender. So this is just a little deal that kind of fell in our lap from a wholesaler that we thought we would keep. But what's actually happened over the last 12 months is that we've bought and closed a number of apartment deals. We bought an 80 unit, we bought a 16 unit, we bought a 552 unit, we bought a 220 unit, a 54 unit, and a 52 unit. So we've added almost 1,000 doors to our portfolio in the middle of COVID. So we thought, hey, you know, let's just sell these little duplexes. Maybe more headache than they're worth. Also, the inventory on the MLS is very thin. If you catch some of my recent episodes on the podcast with Darren Bloomquist, who's the vice president of market economics at auction.com, he's essentially their economist. You will hear that right now, according to the National Association of Realtors, they only have 1 million properties on the market. It's the lowest amount of properties that they've ever had in their history of tracking residential real estate. So all that means is that inventory is at an all-time low. And so we thought, hey, let's just go ahead and sell our singles, our duplexes, our quads, anything that's residential. Let's sell it. The market's hot. Prices are going up. Let's get rid of it. So on the Rowley property, we bought this property for $65,000. We originally scheduled a $30,000 rehab budget. We originally scheduled $7,000 in holding costs. We scheduled a $5,000 project management fee to my partner, Tyler, who's also our VP of acquisitions, but also did the stabilization on this property. We bought this property back in May of 2020. So it was about 10 months from start to finish. We originally budgeted a total budget of $112,750. What actually happened is that we were going to renovate it. We were going to fix it up. We were going to then refinance it using a refi lender, and we were going to cash flow it. When everything started happening with COVID, there's no inventory. We called one of our realtors, a guy named Steve Junker with Remax, and said, hey, Steve, why don't you go out and do a CMA on this property, a current market analysis, and let us know, like, what do you think you could sell it for? Well, Steve comes back. He's like, I probably would list it for $189,900. I'm like, okay, well, we're only into this thing for like $115, $120 because we went over budget, but we're into it for $120. It's going to be worth $190. Sounds like an amazing opportunity to sell it, get rid of it, and make a $30,000, $40,000 net walk-away profit. So that's exactly what we did. Once the property was done, for those of you that are on YouTube, you can see the Zillow pictures that I'm bringing up here on YouTube through the Zoom recording. So this little duplex is in the Tremont neighborhood, and you can see the kitchen. You can see the luxury vinyl plank flooring, the used appliances. We bought used appliances. Many people were very quick to point out that the refrigerator looked like it had bullet holes in it. They were used appliances, but it was in a great part of town. We did a great job renovating the property. Hardwood floors, we've refinished those. The fireplace, refinished that. We put in all new HVAC with forced air on luxury vinyl plank, new kitchen. Again, it was a duplex, so the buyer is actually moving into one of the units and renting out the other side. Did a beautiful job of renovating it. And finally, when we were done, we put it up for sale for $189,900, and it sold for over asking price. It sold for $194,000 in a bidding war. So you can see the properties again here on YouTube. You can see the pictures of the property staged, the kitchen, the bathrooms. Looks just fantastic. So what actually ended up happening is when we got to closing, we sold the property. It was a little bit of a discrepancy in the not the accounting, but just in the tracking of everything. So we bought the property for $65,000. We paid the wholesaler $5,000 in the assignment fee. So now we're in it for $70,000. We paid Tyler $5,000 to manage it. So that's $75,000. And we added up all the expenses. The seller paid closing costs, the commissions to the realtors. When we sold it, we ended up paying, instead of a budget of $30,000 for rehab, we ended up spending $53,000 for rehab because we had a contractor that basically walked off the job. And we ended up netting net walkaway profit on the property of $38,000.
Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast.
One of the things I loved about this is that we were able to stabilize it. We could have rented it out, and we should have rented it out, because that would have been additional income to us that was just pure profit, because we already had our expenses. We already had our holding costs. We already had the private lender loan, who was my friend Andy, who lent us the money. And with all of that being said, if we had rented it, let's say we rented it out for $800 per month per unit, that's $1,600. If we had rented it out, we would have made an additional $1,600 a month. It would have all been pure profit on top of our flip profit. So walk away, end of the day, $38,000. I went to the property maybe five times. Tyler managed the contractors, the roof, the exterior paint, the driveway, the windows, you know, the cleanup, the cabinets, going to Home Depot, Lowe's, all that stuff. And we're excited to walk away with that profit on this flip. Now, again, why did we sell it? And this is my advice to you. Why did we sell it? Well, number one, we're focused on bigger things. Okay, I just closed a $100 million apartment deal in Houston. So we need to kind of outsource and move on from these little deals. But they're still super profitable deals. The second thing is that, again, if you invest in the Midwest and the Southeast, there's a lot more, it make the economics make a lot more sense than the West Coast and the Northeast, where things price-wise are just out of control, things don't cash flow. So we invest in the Midwest. I happen to live in Cleveland, so that's fantastic. It's easy for me to invest here because I live here. Number three, we were able to get this property from the wholesaler, even though he had higher offers, because he knew we would close cash and because he knows we're very reliable when we close. Now, I didn't close with my cash. I closed with a private lender. Lesson number four, the private lender on this deal, Andy, when we sold this property, he immediately took that $130,000, it was about $122,000, immediately invested in one of my apartments. So when you do good on a small deal, guys will invest in larger deals with you as well. And lesson number five is, you know, if you can, locate and find the neighborhoods in the Midwest, the South, and the Southeast, but locate the neighborhoods that are also regentrifying. This is an area of Tremont that's been regentrifying now for 15 years. Property values have gone from 100,000 to 200,000 to 500,000 to 700,000. They're literally building new homes now that are selling for $1 million because it's close to downtown. It's close to art galleries. It's close to churches and schools and restaurants and bars. It's amazing what's happened in this neighborhood. And so those are just some of my takeaways, some of my lessons I learned on this property. At the end of the day, funding equals freedom. Funding equals freedom. Funding is what allowed us to buy this property, get the deal. It allowed us to do the deal with not a lot of pressure. We deferred all the interest to the end. So I had no cash flow obligations to pay cash every month. And we were able to give the private investor over a 10% return to over $10,000 worth of interest, which he reinvested into our next deal. Okay. So if you're interested, check this property out on Zillow. The pictures are still up online. 1924 Rowley Avenue. Bought it for $65,000, sold it for $194,000, walked away with a $38,000 profit. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Accelerated Real Estate Investor. If you did, if you'd like to learn more, and if you're looking for a mentor, somebody who can help you along your journey investing in multifamily properties and apartments, go visit joshcantwellcoaching.com.
Hey, Josh here, and do you want to win a free Accelerated Investor t-shirt? All you have to do is give Accelerated Investor, our podcast, Accelerated Investor, a rating and a review on iTunes. Okay, do that now. Then send us a screenshot on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. What we're going to do then is every week we're going to pick our favorite rating and review, and we're going to send that person a free t-shirt and maybe, again, some other cool, fun stuff as well from Accelerated Investors. So, again, don't forget to take a screenshot. Leave a rating, review, take a screenshot, send it to us so we know exactly who you are, and then once a week, every week on the podcast, we will announce a new winner. Don't forget to take a screenshot and send it to us so we know exactly who you are. We'll announce a new winner every week.
You are just listening to the Accelerated Real Estate Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, help us build our community by leaving a review and 5-star rating on our iTunes podcast channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode. To see passive investing opportunities, visit freelandventures.com/passive. To start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of with multifamily apartments, apply for one-on-one coaching with Josh at joshcantwellcoaching.com.